to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, we have the manager of our downtown store, a certified nutritional consultant, the Mr. Sam Forbes.
Well, hi there, Don, and hello, everyone.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to start off today's show a little bit differently. I'm going to actually make some comments that might seem a little bit critical of the health food industry. I may sound negative, but I'm going to do this because I think there are some important lessons to be learned. Obviously, all of you out there know that I'm certainly not anti-health foods or anti-supplements. I love this field. I consider it a privilege to be involved with supplements at a time when there is so much scientific and medical research supporting the value. We've come a long way from the days when products like this were promoted primarily by testimonials and fanciful marketing hype. In my opinion, we don't need that anymore these days, and I hate to see it remain, even to a small degree, as part of the nutritional supplement business.
Well, that's right, Don. And at Wilner Chemists, you know, we try to avoid involving ourselves with products marketed in this way, and we often, very often, refuse to carry products that we feel that might fall into this type of category. Now, Don isn't just saying this; you know, I've seen it. You would be surprised to learn how many advertisers we've actually turned away, and how many new product lines we've refused to carry.
Okay, so let me get to my little story. As some of you know, I was at one of the main trade shows for this industry, health food, supplements, and so forth, last week. It was up in Boston. The usual question that people ask, even at the show, did you see anything new, anything exciting? Well, the problem is that sometimes the most interesting new things I see at these shows are things about products that I would never carry. Here is an example. I'm walking along and someone insists on telling me about this new topical salve that she's marketing. She starts off by telling me that this story, the formula was based on something her French great-grandfather was shown by the Native Americans.
Right. And knowing you, Don, you probably got off, got things off on the wrong foot right away.
Well, you're right, Sam. In fact, I interrupted her and asked if this was the same guy who stole the Essiac formula from the Ojibways. I'm not sure that she appreciated that. I think they still have a warrant out for this guy's arrest, by the way. She either didn't get the joke or she didn't care because she just continued right along with her pitch. She then proceeded to tell me, now, get this, that this salve cured eczema, cured psoriasis, cured MRSA, the staph infections. Well, you know, I stood there and I stared at her for a moment. I said, wait a minute. Just stop a moment. She looked at me trying to get me to, you know, she was trying to get me to smear some of this stuff on my hand. She looked at me expectantly, and I said to her, "Why are you here at this health food trade show? Why are you wasting your time here? You're saying you have a cure for eczema, a cure for psoriasis, a cure for staph infections. Why are you wasting your time at a health food show?"
Well, I'll bet that that wasn't the response she was actually looking for, Don.
No, not at all, Sam. I think at this point she was getting confused. Probably I was the first person that didn't jump and say, "Oh, how wonderful! Let me try it." I guess she just couldn't understand why I wasn't jumping up and down with enthusiasm at the revelation that previously incurable serious medical diseases could now be cured with a salve handed down from a recipe her great grandfather obtained from the Native Americans. Maybe she'd not share my feelings that if what she had really did what she claims it would do, she would have no trouble finding a pharmaceutical company that would pay her millions and millions of dollars for the rights to the formula. The point is, of course, that in all of you need to keep things like this in proper perspective. If something seems too good to be true, you should assume that it indeed is too good to be true, especially if there's no good reason to believe otherwise.
Right. And, well, forgetting about the marketing embellishments, Don, stories about Native American healers and so forth, was there anything more substantial that she had to justify her claims for this salve?
Well, good question, Sam. Of course, she had testimonials, and her literature and her website is filled with testimonials. Folks, let's be blunt. Testimonials are worthless, meaningless. Most ads, in fact, come right out and tell you that if you just bother it to look. Do you ever read the fine print on those TV infomercials? At the same time that they're making the claims or recounting the infomercial testimonials, the fine print says these results are not typical or something to that effect. So,
right.
So what does that mean? At one side
they
of their
rarely
mouth,
work.
Yeah, at one side of their mouth, they're making all these claims, and out of the other side of their mouth, they're saying, "Yeah, but don't really believe it, you know, because it's not really typical." Well, you know, if that doesn't turn you off, I don't know what will. Okay, now what about the products themselves? Here are some of the main ingredients that was in this product. Sam, why don't you read these to the audience?
Okay, Don. Let's see. What do we have here? Okay. Wild harvested elderberry bark, 1X. Organic calendula flower, 1X. Wild harvested Canadian fir balsam, 1X. Olive oil, safflower oil, and beeswax. And that's it.
Okay, Sam. Now, is there anything new and unique among those ingredients? No. Anything that we have not already been using, both internally or topically, already? No. Anything there that would lead you to believe that this blend would result in a cure for resistant staph infections, let alone cure eczema, psoriasis, and a host of other serious medical conditions?
Well, let me see. Let me think about that. No.
Okay. Of course not. So I rest my case in that regard. Don't, you know, but that ingredient listing leads to another point that I want to make. Sam, explain to the audience what the 1X means when used in an ingredient listing like that.
Okay, sure. Okay, 1X is a way of expressing potency for homeopathic remedies and homeopathic products. 1X is actually what we call the mother tincture, and it's the first dilution used when preparing homeopathic remedies. You take some of that mother tincture, you dilute it to either 10 to 1 or 100 to 1, and you mix it a certain way called succussion, and then you repeat the process until you've received the desired potency, or rather dilution. Now, 1X is, in fact, usually a normal 10% tincture of the starting material, no different than what you might find in most liquid herbal supplements.
Right. As a matter of fact, as a homeopathic remedy, since it has not yet been succussed or potentized, it really one could argue, should not even be called homeopathic. But anyway, why do they label it that way? Is this really a homeopathic remedy, or just a regular salve composed of several liquid herbal extracts? The answer is that it is really just a mixture of regular liquid herbal extracts, but they try to label it in a way that makes it look homeopathic. Why do they do that?
Well, Don, they're not the only ones who do this, and I'm glad you brought it up, Don. They do it because homeopathic remedies, as such, are treated a little differently or a lot differently than supplements from a legal standpoint. You can make therapeutic claims for homeopathic remedies, and that's why you cannot make therapeutic claims for supplements, except for structure function claims. Now, the ploy here is to label it as 1X rather than 10X, which implies...
10%.
Or 10%, right, rather, yeah, which implies it's homeopathic. Then they feel they can get away with making the medical claims or naming a disease on the label that the product is actually supposed to treat.
Now, the problem, of course, is that that's not how homeopathy works. This is a very important distinction. Sam, you want to explain?
Well, sure. Let's use one of the ingredients, elderberry. It's one of the ingredients in the formula you showed me as an example. Supposedly, this miracle product cures eczema and psoriasis. Now, if you're looking for an ingredient to use as a homeopathic remedy for eczema or psoriasis, you would look for a substance that, in its regular strength, might actually cause symptoms similar to eczema or psoriasis. That's how you choose homeopathic remedies. Not something that in its normal, regular form, relieves the symptoms. You would take that substance that can cause the similar symptoms, and surprisingly, you prepare the dilutions of it in very minute, you know, by very high dilutions. The theory being that the extreme dilution would, rather than cause the symptoms, instead cure or prevent those very symptoms. Now, this is just the opposite of what's being done with these fake, phony, faux homeopathic products.
Okay, another example, let's take ginkgo biloba. Again, it's regular strength extract. It relieves the symptoms of tinnitus. It doesn't cause it. So you would not use a dilution of ginkgo biloba in a homeopathic remedy as a treatment for tinnitus, but I've seen products on the shelf that are labeled that way. Okay, did I make the point, Sam?
Yeah.
Do we need to? Okay. Now, I realize this is not the way we usually start off the show, but I hope you found it of some interest and maybe have picked up a few things along the way. It's interesting, I think. I just happened to see an article on the swine flu on IntelliHealth, which is more of a conventional medical site, but they were talking about some doctors who, as soon as members of their family came down with symptoms of a swine flu, rather than run to conventional medical treatments or the vaccinations, they were using alternative remedies. And the reporter writing the article said they used homeopathic remedies, and then went on and listed the things they used: vitamin A, zinc, vitamin C, elderberry. Those, of course, are not homeopathic remedies. So there's a strong, a continued, a mistaken understanding of what it means when you say homeopathic remedies. And a lot of times, right, when you read things in the news or in articles, they use the term as if homeopathic remedies means the same as just, you know, nutritional,
right,
supplements,
right,
and that, of course, is not correct. Okay, so hopefully we at least cleared up that for you. Okay, folks, now, again, I hope that you found that of some interest. I'm not going to mention the name of that product, by the way. I don't want to create a whole big legal thing here, but you won't find it at Wilner Chemist. Anyway, okay, it's time for us to take a little break. We will start taking your calls. Any topic that you'd like to ask questions about, vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, whatever, you're welcome to give us a call. The phone number, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, that's 1-800-321-0710. It's a toll-free number. It works from all over the country. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back after this brief message. New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Blackcurrants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's blackcurrant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas.
Okay, and this is Don Goldberg. Before I continue, first, speaking of Jaru formulas, I just want to point out that starting today, or maybe tomorrow, I guess to be more correct, the entire Jaru line is on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off. Off list price. Now, with that in mind, I just want to remind you that if you are looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and for professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, well, Wilner Chemist is the place to go. Now, as you might guess, selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemist as well. Don't ask me how we do it, but we do. Listen to these great deals that are starting right now. Our new big sale is just began this weekend, okay? Doctor's Best, from 40 to 50% off the entire line. New Chapter, 40% off the entire line. Source Naturals, Natrol, 35% off the entire lines. Country Life, American Health, Nature's Way, and many others of full lines, 30% off list. Solgar is on sale. Jaru is on sale, as I just said. Enzymatic Therapy is on sale. Allergy Research Group, again, the full line is on sale. I'm telling you, this is really something. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog, the brand new one that just came out, or our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick them up at any Wilner Chemist store. They're free. And we can also mail them to you. And if you're not on our Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Don just told you, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. But the best choice would be to visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. Yes, we have a store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, where you'll find yours truly. And that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll begin taking your calls in just a moment.
You can always count on Doctor's Best to bring you great deals on the quality nutritional supplements you want. One that I know you want is CoQ10, supplement now recognized as so valuable everybody should be taking it, especially if you're on statin drugs. Doctor's Best has a complete line of high absorption CoQ10 supplements in veggie caps or soft gels, and they're now on sale at 50% off list. To put it another way, one half price. How's that for a deal? CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant, plays a role in cellular energy production, immune function, and heart health. You don't want to miss this opportunity to stock up on high absorption CoQ10 from Doctor's Best, not when you can get it at half price. Doctor's Best, because you deserve it. The entire line of Doctor's Best products is now on sale at Wilner Chemist, starting at 40% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This again is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, and as I told you earlier, we're going to take your phone calls. Let me just give you that number one more time, because we still have some empty lines. The number, 1-800-321-0710. Is that right? I can't
That's
find
it.
The number.
Okay,
321. My mind went blank for a second. 1-800-321-0710. Okay? All right. Now, let's get to the phones, and our first caller is Jay from Lakewood, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jay. How can we help you?
Hi. First of all, I'd appreciate if you would keep me on the line. I may have a follow-up question.
Sure.
I have a problem with elevated uric acid, and I remember hearing Anne Louise Gittleman a couple months ago or so on your program saying that one of the supplements that tends to raise uric acid levels is niacin. Now, are there any other supplements that would tend to raise the level of uric acid?
Not many. I could tell you that I'm feeling pretty stumped. I don't know of many supplements that raise uric acid.
There's one possibility. She said niacin raises uric acid levels?
That's my recollection.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm not saying that's incorrect, but I don't recall, and I can't think of a reason why niacin would raise uric acid levels. What about the only thing that I can think of that would raise uric acid levels, and as far as a supplement goes, would be maybe brewer's yeast. Because I know various yeast products might raise uric acid. You basically need to worry more about foods than you do supplements.
Right.
And as you probably know.
Yes, I don't mean to cut you short. I've done a lot of reading about the foods. Yeah. But part of my question also, I've started using several of your phytonutrients in an alcohol base.
Right.
Is it possible that those in an alcohol base would...
No. The alcohol, the amount of alcohol in a dose of a liquid herbal extract is way too small to have any effect along those lines. When they caution you against using alcohol, particularly things like beer, which, of course, you have the yeast component to it, they're talking about quantities that are... substantially greater, even though we're only talking maybe one or two drinks, substantially greater than the amount that you would get in a liquid herbal extract. It's a very small amount of alcohol there. So I don't think you need to worry about that. No. Okay? All right. If you want to stay on the line, you can, Jay, but we have to take a break. So we'll be back in just a second after this break and a little check on the traffic.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now for a quick check on the traffic.
On the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn Bound, upper level, an accident just past mid-span. In the left lane, you're going to find some delays in the area. Stay downstairs instead. Staten Island Bound, upper deck, though, appears to be okay, which is very good news. 59th Street Bridge, inbound, upper level, slow traffic. Downstairs, the way to go, although that's a little sluggish. Lincoln Tunnel, a 15-minute wait heading into town. And over at the Holland Tunnel, a 5-minute backup. Still not bad for you over at the George Washington Bridge. In the five boroughs, seeing some volume over on the Gowanus inbound side between the Prospect Expressway and the BQE split. Center lane is closed. It's a new construction pattern, so anticipate a tight ride. Delays will go back to at least the Belt Parkway. Right now on the outbound side, everything appears to be in fairly good shape. This report is sponsored by Deluso Genoa Salami. Try Deluso Genoa Salami, made with authentic whey, a perfect blend of ingredients and spices, and absolutely no fillers for a taste that's unforgettably lovable. Deluso Genoa Salami, you'll love it. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back. I'm here with Sam Forbes, and I think Jay is still on the line. But before we get back to Jay, I have a couple of announcements to make. One, you guys heard a commercial for Allergy Research Group. Just want to remind you again that the entire Allergy Research line is on sale at 25% off. I also want to point out those of you in the Atlanta area, or anybody who's looking for an excuse to travel down to Atlanta, you know, I know it's kind of hard to believe, but do you guys realize 10 years have gone by since we opened that Atlanta store in the heart of Buckhead? 10 years. Anyway, so they're having an anniversary, a celebration down there, running on the 15th, 16th, and the 17th. At the Atlanta store, right in the heart of Buckhead, as we say. I am going to be down there, actually, on Friday the 16th and on Saturday the 17th. I will be signing our book, The Best Supplements for Your Health, and actually giving away copies of the book. There will be other people down there doing book signings as well. Sally Bird, for example, who you just heard on the commercial for Dr. Vanessa's product a few moments ago, she'll be there on Saturday. Dr. William Cabot, the co-author of the book Nature's Painkillers, will be signing and giving away copies of his book, compliments of the Solgar Corporation. The wine and cheese party right afterwards. All kinds of good things happening. So anyway, if you want to pop on in either Friday or Saturday, 16th or 17th, I will be there. I'd love to see you. Okay. All right. Now I think that takes care of all the business. Let's get back to Jay. Jay, do you have anything else to ask us?
I assume you didn't come up with any supplements that tend to increase uric acid.
No, basically, you know, uric acid, things high in purines. So, and that's what led to the brewer's yeast or baker's yeast or any type of yeast extract, I believe.
Yeah.
But supplements you wouldn't really expect to raise uric acid levels, to my knowledge. I'm afraid, you know, if you did some research on this, as you say, you probably came up with the same conclusion. And again, I don't know about this niacin. I would have to double check on that.
I did a little checking myself on a couple of websites, and there is a relationship. However, they're stating that you might want to limit your intake of it. There's some metabolite or byproduct it's in relation.
Well, Sam, are we talking about like niacin when it's used to lower triglycerides?
It looks
and
like niacinamide.
Very high levels.
It looks like it's niacinamide, which your body may be able to convert some niacin into niacinamide, but nevertheless, I think they're referring more to niacinamide.
Oh, okay. Well, again, you got to remember, you know, the same way that we were talking about the alcohol, you have to look at the dosage. You can't eliminate a vitamin because you will die from the vitamin deficiency. You may not want to go and start taking, you know, 2,000 milligrams of niacin a day if you have a problem with the purine metabolism and uric acid levels. But still, I wouldn't start going crazy worrying about 20 or 50 milligrams of niacin or niacinamide either. But I think that's the best that we can offer, Jay.
Okay. Let me ask you, can I ask one other quick question, which I think takes
you're in the process of doing.
Answer.
You're in the process of doing that right now, real quick.
Oh, okay. For someone with who tends toward having diarrhea and loose bowels, what is the best form of magnesium to take? That's easiest on the digestive
Well,
system.
Theoretically, one of the chelated forms, maybe the glycinate or a protein chelate, even the citrate should be better, but still, theoretically, it's the amount of magnesium that is what is going to contribute or what can contribute to the diarrhea. You know, magnesium, as you know, it can be an osmotic laxative. And the way an osmotic laxative works is due to the magnesium part of the molecule. So you may have to look more at dividing up your total daily intake into smaller portions. You may want to look at making sure that you take it, again, in divided dosages, but with food. You may, if you absolutely still have a problem, you may just have to slightly lower the level that you're taking. But at 400 milligrams a day, which is what most of us feel is the appropriate amount, most people don't have a problem. So try dividing it up into 200 milligrams twice a day or 175 three times a day or something like that, taking it with foods, stick with the citrate or the other chelated forms, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate
Thank you for the call, and I hope it was of some help.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's move now to Patty, who is driving, well, hopefully has pulled over safely in Connecticut someplace and is waiting to ask us a question. Welcome to the Wheel in the Window, Patty.
Thank you. I'm calling regarding my 15-year-old son. I went to the health food store to look for a supplement for his insomnia, which I think he suffers as a consequence of ADD. So one of the ingredients was kava kava, and they warned me that he should only take it for a month because I guess it's habit forming. So.
Well, No, it's not habit forming. A kava kava is actually one of the best supplements out there for people who have anxiety problems, stress, things of that sort. Kava kava, the problem with kava is that theoretically it could possibly lead to kidney damage over long-term use.
Wasn't it liver?
I'm sorry, I said kidney. I thank you, Sam. Liver.
Liver.
That's why we pay Sam the big bucks around here, because he keeps me on my toes. Yeah, liver damage. But, that's kind of a, that's what some people...
That was not completely exact. We weren't sure, but there was a theoretical concern.
Yeah, and no one has seen that happen. And what happened was the U.S. FDA came out some years ago with a big caution. Everybody got scared, and most American companies pulled it off their product list. Nobody else in the world did, and it turned out that it really, the concerns were have not shown up as a real problem. So it's coming back on the market. We've included kava in a number of our liquid herbal extracts, including we have one called the anxiety formula. We have one called relax PM, and it is a great herb. Now, so it's not really so much how long you take it. The real question is, what do you think is the underlying cause of the insomnia? If anxiety and if an active mind and things of that sort are what might be underlying the problem, then a product with kava kava might be helpful. If you think it's some other reason why he can't sleep, then you may not need a product that contains kava kava. You may be able to make do with something that has a valerian or hops or melatonin. There's all types of things that you can use. Now, having said all of that, and before I give Sam a chance to chime in, as a general rule, it's best to avoid taking almost anything except your vitamins and minerals forever. So you find something that works, you use it for a while, and you always, give it a see if you can kind of back off a little bit, either lower the dose, maybe stop for a while, just as a general rule. You don't want to be taking any kind of an herbal thing more than you really need to. Sam, you have any extra comment on this?
No, that's pretty much it, but there are some things that you can get over the counter. Don mentioned a couple. L-theanine is also something that you may want to take a look at. It just helps calm the brain down, helps quiet the brain, and may actually help his ADD and sleep. So, plus all the herbs Don just mentioned. Also, the Phytotech line does include an attention deficit or attention complex formula that you may want to take a look at as well. And for that, but nutritionally, you got to make sure all the nutrients are there, a good comprehensive multivitamin and mineral, and you got to avoid any foods that actually trigger worsening of the condition, sugars and junk foods and such. So you take a look at those things, and a good omega-3 fish oil to make sure the brain has all the proper omega-3 fats to help with the mind and the nerves. So that would be it.
He was concerned about taking too many pills because I have him taking the Sound Sleep at night, and he takes something called Juice Plus, which is just whole foods. It's fruits and vegetables. And,
Well, you may not want to take that at night. You know, some of these things you may want to look at when, you know, like Sam said, you have to be careful of, to avoid taking anything that might stimulate the mind as you're approaching bedtime also. So, keep that in mind as well. Well, I mean, obviously don't have them take a cup of coffee before bedtime, but, you know.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Sam, did you have something else to say?
That's it.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you for that call. And let's see. Maybe before we start the next call, we should take another quick break. Okay? Let me give you folks the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. Again, any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, which is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements. Nordic Naturals, by the way, is now on sale at Wilner Chemist, 20% off list price. Here is Dr. Mackay.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Healthy skin thrives on a steady supply of the essential omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil. The skin is the body's largest organ, which has a protective role that depends on fatty acid-rich intracellular domain. Lack of omega-3 fatty acids reduces the skin's barrier function and results in the loss of water, roughness in texture, flaking, peeling, itching, and inflammation. In my clinic, when a patient presents with chronic inflammatory skin diseases such as acne, eczema, or psoriasis, it is my first clue that they have an essential omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. Omega-3 fatty acids supply the necessary nutrition for skin cells to rebuild their barrier function and support the body's natural anti-inflammatory response. If you suffer from dryness or inflammation of the skin, it's time for an oil change. Supplementation with purified fish oil is the best way to provide your skin the essential omega-3 fatty acids that it needs. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me. You're listening to The Will in the Window. And we are going to get... Oh, let me first mention that before we get back to the phones, which I was just going to do, but now I have to stop, I just need to tell you that this portion of The Will in the Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And I want to remind you also that the entire line of Nature's Way products is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Wow, what a deal. Okay, now let's see. I'm trying to do several. Okay, Allison is on the phone from Long Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Allison. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had a quick question about oil of oregano, its healing properties against any flu, bird flu, conventional flu, swine flu, and if so, how would it be taken?
Okay, well, oregano oil is indeed said to be helpful for the flu. And it doesn't matter what kind of flu, because really it functions as an antimicrobial. So theoretically, it's going to be effective against any type of a microbe. If you've been listening to our show, for a long period of time, you know that I have never really put oregano oil at the top of my list of things to take by mouth to treat colds and flu. I think topically there's no question but that oregano oil is very, very effective. I've never been quite as convinced as some others that it is as effective as many of the other things we talk about internally. Having said that, I've been told that I'm wrong. We have included oregano oil in our new liquid Phytotech liquid herbal product line, so we have several oregano oil products. And as part of an overall a regimen to treat, I wouldn't take it as a preventive. But if you feel a cold or flu coming on, you could include oregano oil as part of the regimen. Sam?
I would agree. I feel the same way about oregano oil. I think, yes, it's what it was first discovered as being an antifungal, and it is a fabulous antifungal. Does it have other antimicrobial effects? Apparently it does. It's been tested against things like E. coli and other types of bacteria that also may be effective. For instance, if you have a sore throat or perhaps bacterial infection, you could try oil of oregano, drops directly in the mouth. And by the way, to answer your question, you could take a couple of drops directly in your mouth or dilute a little bit in some water and drink it. It's pretty strong stuff, but you can take capsules as well, two or three times a day.
Sam, let me interrupt, because I hate to tell people to put the drops directly in their mouth. We have it in the liquid drops, and I usually suggest putting two or three drops, up to six drops, in some water or some juice and taking it that way. What I like also, we also have the oregano oil. It's in a liquid. I'm sorry. The liquid is in a veggie cap. So you just swallow it. It's in a capsule form, although it's in liquid. And I find, and that's what I like for internal use. We have the Phytotech oregano oil in the liquid veggie caps, so that you don't have to worry about that strong oil causing any damage in your in the mucous membranes.
Well, Don, if we feel like there's better, or perhaps not, this was not on top of our list for flu, what would you say would be?
Well, we have a product, it's Immune Complex, also in the Phytotech line, and I was talking with Arnie. I don't know if you've had any feedback yet, Sam. This is a relatively new product, but we've had a number of people telling us that that the Immune Complex is working great for them. It's the kind of thing that you can take when you feel the flu coming on, and even as a preventive. We have a new new product that you don't even know about yet, Sam, that should be coming in next week that is a little bit more of a preventive type supplement. It's immune adaptogen complex, a little bit heavier on the adaptogenic herbs. But immune complex, I've been very impressed by the feedback we've been getting. It's a mixture of echinacea and astragalus root, red root, suma, some licorice. It enhances adrenal function. Very good. Products like this. We've mentioned the AHCC. We've mentioned the elderberry. We've mentioned the umka, which, by the way, we're going to be coming out with our own version of that as well. These are all things that have been shown to have antiviral properties. And
olive leaf. Did you mention
olive leaf? Good.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of things, and these are things that I personally, for internal use, would rank a little bit higher than the oregano. Okay. How's that for an honest answer?
That's fabulous. Could my 11-year-old daughter take that immune booster?
Absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. That's what's nice about the liquid herbals. You can adjust the dosage, not for an infant, of course, but you can adjust the dosage within any range that you want. Just follow the instructions on the label. You can just reduce it by whatever. If she's 11, she's almost technically an adult. So, you could start off with two-thirds of the adult dose, half the adult dose, whatever you want to.
You know, that reminds me of a thought I had during the week last week. A lot of products that are available, let's say, in like our line, that Phytotech line, there's no reason why you can't use those same products for children. Often many of them are dispensed without alcohol, so you can find a lot of alcohol-free products, and you could just take a smaller dose rather than going. Now, I've seen a few companies that specialize in just children-only products, and they're fine. But you know what? If you have a really good company making top-quality herbal formulas, you may want all. Why wouldn't your children benefit from taking those as well? Well, they can. You just take a lower dose, and if you're worried about the alcohol, get the alcohol-free version, and you're all set.
Yeah, we had the previous caller asking about insomnia. Now, this wasn't for a child, but, in our Phytotech line, we do have something we call Calming Complex Child Friendly. It's a child's a version of the same type of product we mentioned before, recommended for insomnia, anxiety, for OCD, hyperactivity, ADHD, and so forth. It's got chamomile, valerian, hops, but it's designed for use by children. It's a dosage adjustment. That's all. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for that call, Allison. Let's see. The thing, we only have about a minute before the next break, Sam. It's interesting. You mentioned alcohol relative to use by children. Somebody who called a few moments ago was concerned about whether the amount of alcohol in a liquid herbal product would raise uric acid levels. You have to bear in mind, folks, that a liquid herbal tincture has a percentage of alcohol in there, but you're only taking 10 drops, 30 drops, okay? That's like 1 mil. Maybe if half of that at the most is going to be alcohol, that's a half a mil of alcohol. Unless you are exquisitely sensitive to any alcohol, that's not going to cause any problems. There's more alcohol in many foods. Anyway, okay, we have to pause for a moment for this brief message. We'll be back shortly.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes. We're your Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals. Those of you who are on the line waiting, please continue waiting. We'll get to your calls right after we come back from this next break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. I also want to point out that the entire line of Nature's Way products is now on sale 30% off list price. Again, this is a two-hour show. Please stay tuned for the next hour. We'll be back right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.